USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The COVID relief plan now goes back to the House. The Senate has passed the president's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package after a marathon overnight session. Senator Patrick Leahy.
The yeas are 50, the nays are 49. The bill as amended is passed.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It's been a long day, a long night, a long year, but a new day has come, and we tell the American people, help is on the way.
The 50-49 vote will send the bill back to the House for approval next week. There won't be an increase in the minimum wage in the bill. Republicans say the nearly $2 trillion in spending contains non-pandemic partisan priorities. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As states begin to lift coronavirus restrictions, a new national study shows that states that do have a mask mandate have less cases per capita. This means masks do help slow the spread of the virus. The study also finds indoor dining does increase cases and deaths. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he never knew he was making anyone uncomfortable. Now a growing number of Republicans and Democrats are urging him to resign over allegations of sexual harassment. Former aide Charlotte Bennett calls him a textbook abuser.
He lets his temper and his anger rule the office, but he was very sweet to me for a year, and they hoped that maybe one day, when he came on to me, I would think we were friends or that it was appropriate.
Bennett appearing on the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some early reviews are in on a new streaming service. USA's Mike Fortier has more.
Paramount Plus launching March 4th. Reviewers giving out high marks for its low price, as low as $5.99, but low marks for a relative lack of original programming. IG.com also says Paramount Plus is a clunky user interface, and it doesn't give you a way to create a favorites list or a watch later list. TheVerge.com points out that some TV series are missing seasons. The website says, though, that Paramount Plus is maybe one of the best streaming services for people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s looking to watch the shows they grew up with. CNET.com's reviewer gives it a 7 out of 10 and says one of the biggest draws might be for kids for all its Nickelodeon offerings. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
Americans are paying more each month for their car loans. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, here's Tim Berg.
Americans are paying more than ever each month for their car loans. The average loan payment of a new car is now around $600. That's according to Experian's 2020 Auto Financing Report. Loans for used cars also breaking records, with drivers borrowing around $24,000. It's the first time monthly payments on used cars has reached over $400. This is because the price of all vehicles has increased with demand due to the pandemic. I'm Tim Berg.
Listen to the news anytime on your computer or mobile device at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.